This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Washington today, the Supreme Court heard arguments about O.J. Simpson. The case isn't really about Simpson himself. It's about a reference a prosecutor made to him during a murder trial in Louisiana. Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for Slate.com and a regular here on Day to Day. She was at the court this morning, and she joins us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, first, give us some background on this case, please.
Certainly. The basic facts are not at all in dispute. Alan Snyder was an African-American man. He attacked his estranged wife and her boyfriend in August of 1995 with a knife. The boyfriend died, and Snyder was found guilty and sentenced to death by a jury. The only issue in this case is whether the prosecutor at trial improperly struck all of the black jurors, five jurors, in order to impanel an all-white jury against a black man. And the O.J. Simpson reference comes up because this prosecutor was going around telling the media this was his O.J. case, and even after he promised the judge at trial that he would stop making references to O.J., he went ahead and did it again, comparing this to O.J. and how O.J. got away with it. So obviously Mr. Snyder's lawyers say he had an all-white jury, and then he tried to inflame them with racial bias. The Louisiana Supreme Court said it was not a problem, so it was on appeal today at the Supreme Court.
And the constitutional question being what? Because isn't it already settled that you can't strike jurors based on race?
That's absolutely right, Madeline. The 1986 case, Batson versus Kentucky, said that it's unconstitutional for jurors to be struck through these peremptory challenges if it's animated by racial discrimination. The problem is prosecutors don't often say, I'm striking, you know, Mrs. X because she's black, and I'm striking Mr. Y because he's black. So you need some kind of constitutional test that's going to smoke out when it's real discrimination. Now, the court has made up a test. It's refined it over and over again as recently as 2005. But the question for the court today was whether the Louisiana Supreme Court appropriately applied that test when they said that the prosecutor's conduct in this case was perfectly permissible.
And at the court today, what did Alan Snyder lawyer argue?
Well, he said, you know, you cannot strip away tiny fact from tiny fact from tiny fact and then go through and explain bit by bit that the O.J. Simpson reference was benign and this strike was benign and this juror was struck for good reasons. He said, if you look at the totality of the evidence, quote, it's just too powerful and it all points in just one direction, race, end quote.
And the response from the state of Louisiana?
Well, they tried to go through fact by fact, point by point. This was a very detailed, almost a sort of instant replay of what happened at trial, except everybody was working off the transcript. So he went through and said, well, actually, this was benign. Actually, this was legitimate. Actually, there were other reasons to strike juror X or juror Y. And more importantly, he said, and I think Justices Antonin Scalia and Samuel Alito agreed, look, you justices, you just weren't there. Don't second guess the trial judge who saw their demeanor, saw what happened, and has a better sense of what's going on. So essentially he was saying, great, great deference to the trial court. Don't substitute your ideas about what might have been racial behavior because you weren't there.
And any indication through the questions from the justices or the comments which way they're leaning?
Well, it was interesting, Madeline. Certainly the court's liberals, Justices Breyer, Souter, Stephen, and Ginsburg, were all very bothered by the conduct of the prosecutor. And Souter was extremely bothered by the O.J. Simpson references. He really went out of his way to say that he thought there could be no benign explanation for them. But interestingly, Chief Justice Roberts, who's usually quite conservative, made a comment suggesting he was a little bit offended, too. In fact, he went so far as to ask the counsel from the state of Louisiana, even if there's a neutral explanation, do you think that the prosecutor would have made these O.J. Simpson statements if there had been a single black juror on the jury? Now, that didn't sound like the John Roberts, you know, some of us think is so conservative. And there were other places, too, where he just seemed to think that this stepped over a line. So it was an interesting day, certainly not the typical 4-4 split. Justice Kennedy, who's usually the fifth deciding vote on these cases, was quite silent today. But Justice Roberts, as I said, seemed just a little bit bothered by what he read in the transcript, although I will add he didn't like that he was reading it in a transcript, and he did sign on to the notion that why are we doing this from what he kept calling a cold record? We weren't there. Is this appropriate second guessing? So it's going to be close, but Justice Roberts was certainly in play.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst at Slate.com, also a regular legal analyst here on Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
It's always a pleasure, Madeline.